A bit of movie history from the 1970s. Picture a Brooklyn bank, a crowd, cops, and a charismatic bank robber played by Al Pacino.
He wants to kill me so bad he can taste it.
Oh, God, I was going to kill
him. Attica! Attica!
Sidney Lumet's Dog Day Afternoon was based on a true story. And now comes the story behind that true story, a documentary called The Dog. Our critic Bob Mondello says it had him laughing and amazed.
Pretty quickly after The Dog's filmmakers introduce John Wodowitz, a talkative fireplug who does sort of resemble Al Pacino, it will occur to you that he's kind of full of himself.
Nobody would ever did what I did. Nobody would ever rob a bank to cut off a guy's d*** to give him a sex change operation. That's why they made a movie about it.
It will also occur to you that he has virtually no filter. He calls himself a pervert because he likes sex, talks about his four wives, one female, as he somewhat ungallantly puts it, his 23 girlfriends, his many hookups with men, his enthusiasm for Barry Goldwater, his service in Vietnam, and his involvement in the Stonewall-era gay liberation movement, something I'd never heard about. But there he is in footage shot in 1971 as the Gay Activists Alliance planned and carried out a protest at Manhattan's Wedding Bureau.
We have two leaflets. One is an invitation. The Honorable Herman Katz, city clerk, invites you to an engagement reception for Messrs. John Basso and John C. Bond.
When I was in the gay movement, I didn't use the name Wodowitz. I coined the phrase Little John Basso. Okay, little is because my is little.
Like I said, no filter.
So that's where I got the nickname Little John, and then I used the name Basso so people would know I was Italian.
Are any people going to try to get marriage licenses?
Yeah.
John, fine.
All of this before he met Ernie, the lover whose need for a sex change operation prompted that bank robbery, and that turns out to be a story and a half, also told with archival footage, including a TV station's call to John while he was still in the bank.
What's going on now?
We're waiting to negotiate the release of the people so we can get out of here.
What are your terms for release?
Well, I want them to deliver my wife here from Kings County Hospital. His name is Ernest Aaron. It's a guy. I'm gay.
His first wife, Carmen, remembers how startling this all seemed, and not just to the general public.
Put the news on, is watching it, and I hear, there's another bulletin out now. He wants to see his wife. And this is his wife. And they put the picture on the television of Ernie in the bride outfit, which I never saw before. And my relatives never knew Johnny was gay. And then I get the phone calls. We told you not to marry him. You see what you did? I was getting the blame for the robbery.
Filmmakers Alison Berg and Frank Caroudren spent years unearthing evidence that substantiated, or in some cases refuted, John's stories, ending up with an oddly affecting tale populated by a rogues gallery that Dog Day Afternoon barely hinted at. Another male wife John met in prison, a mentally challenged older brother he clearly adores, the woman who is arguably the real love of John's life, his mom Terry, and the man himself, John Wodowitz, who says what he thinks, everything he thinks, even when it is distinctly not to his advantage.
I said, don't you love your wife? He goes, yeah. I said, well, imagine your wife is dying of cancer and you needed $10,000 and you couldn't get it. You tried everything to get it. You tried to borrow it, tried to make deals. Nothing worked out. Wouldn't you do something illegal to get the $10,000 to save your wife? He said, no. I said, well, then you don't love your wife, because if you loved your wife, you would do anything for her to save her. You don't even know what the love is all about. And then he sentenced me.
The filmmakers have been telling interviewers they have sufficient additional material for a whole other movie, and The Dog is eye-opening enough to make you kind of hope that's true. I'm Bob Mondello.